You know how we always talk about double-checking links before clicking on anything?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Cybersecurity 101.
Right. But what if I told you there's this new scam that kind of bypasses all those red flags?
Oh, really?
Yeah, so even if you're being super careful, you could still get tricked.
Wow.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into something that's really been shaking up the cybersecurity world.
Okay.
We're going to be looking at how hackers are exploiting DocuSign to steal money.
It's a pretty unsettling trend because it really plays on our trust in a platform that's known for secure transactions. We've got a stack of articles and research here that explains how these attacks work. And honestly, some of it's pretty ingenious.
So DocuSign, for anyone who hasn't used it's basically the gold standard for digital agreements and e-signatures. I
And
mean,
that.
if you get an invoice through DocuSign, you probably assume it's legitimate, right?
Exactly. And that's what makes this exploit so effective instead of hacking into DocuSign directly, which would be incredibly difficult. They're targeting the API.
Hold on, back up for a second.
Sure.
What's an API again?
Right. Good point. API Application Programming Interface. It's essentially a set of rules that lets different software applications talk to each other. It's like a messenger that carries instructions back and forth.
Got it. Okay, so how are hackers using this API to pull off these scams?
Well, there are a couple of ways. One is by compromising existing DocuSign accounts. So they might use phishing techniques or exploit security weaknesses to get someone's credentials.
So they're hijacking legitimate accounts.
Exactly. And once they're in, they can use that API to send out fake invoices that look incredibly convincing.
And the scariest part is these invoices don't have any of the usual red flags that we're trained to look for.
No suspicious links, no attachments, nothing. They just simply contain payment instructions that look just like what you'd expect from a real vendor.
So even if you're being super careful about clicking on things, you could still get tricked.
Absolutely. And these hackers are getting really sophisticated with their tactics. One of the articles we have here details how they're able to mimic legitimate invoice templates
Really?
almost perfectly.
How do they pull that off?
They're scraping real invoices from company websites or even public databases. Then they use that information to create templates that include the correct logos, the formatting, even company-specific wording.
So it's like they're creating a perfect replica.
It's incredibly deceptive.
No wonder people are falling for it.
And to make matters worse, they're often targeting specific departments within companies like finance or accounts payable that handle a high volume of invoices.
So they're hoping that people are too busy to scrutinize every little detail.
Exactly. They're exploiting human nature, essentially.
Great.
And it's working. We've seen reports of companies losing thousands, even millions of dollars to these scams.
You mentioned earlier that there's another way that hackers are exploiting the API besides hijacking existing accounts.
Right.
What's that about?
This is where it gets even more interesting. They're actually creating entirely fraudulent DocuSign accounts.
Wait, how is that even possible? Doesn't DocuSign have security measures in place to prevent that?
They do, but hackers are finding ways to circumvent them. One method they're using is something called synthetic identity theft.
Synthetic identity theft? That sounds intense. What is that exactly?
It's a way of creating a fake identity by combining real and fabricated information. So they might use a real business name and address, but then create a fake social security number or an employer identification number.
So they're building a believable identity from scratch.
Exactly. And they're using this fake identity to open fraudulent DocuSign accounts. Then they can use those accounts to send out fake invoices, just like they would with a compromised account.
It seems like a lot of work to go through just to send a fake invoice.
It is.
Why are they so focused on this API approach?
Well, the API gives them a level of legitimacy that they wouldn't have with a regular phishing email because the invoice is actually being sent from DocuSign servers. It bypasses most email security filters.
So it's like having a VIP pass
Exactly.
that gets you past all the security checkpoints.
That's a good analogy. And it makes these scams much more difficult to detect.
This is all pretty alarming. Before we get into what people can do to protect themselves, I'm curious about the broader implications here. This whole thing with DocuSign makes you wonder, are other companies with APIs also at risk?
That's a great question. And the answer, unfortunately, is yes. Any company that offers an API is potentially vulnerable to this type of attack.
Wow.
It's a wake-up call for the entire tech industry.
Yeah.
But let's dive into that after a quick break.
Sounds good. We'll be back in a moment to discuss what businesses and individuals can do to protect themselves from these API-based scams. Okay, so we've established that this DocuSign exploit is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
But it also feels like the tip of the iceberg when it comes to API security in general.
Exactly what's happening with DocuSign is a stark reminder that APIs, while incredibly useful, can also be a major security vulnerability.
Right.
And this isn't just a problem for big companies either.
Okay.
If you use any kind of app or online service, chances are it relies on APIs to function.
So like my banking app.
Precisely.
Being in social media.
Every time you log in, you update your profile, make a transaction, you're interacting with APIs behind the scenes.
Wow.
And just like with the DocuSign example, if those APIs aren't secure, hackers could potentially exploit them to access your data or even take control of your accounts.
Okay, so it's safe to say we should all be paying attention to this, not just businesses. What are some of the common ways that APIs can be exploited?
Well, there are a few key vulnerabilities that hackers often target.
Okay.
One is what's called an injection attack.
Okay.
This is where a hacker inserts malicious code into an API request.
Okay.
Essentially tricking the system into executing commands that it shouldn't.
So it's like slipping a fake instruction into a set of real ones.
Another common vulnerability is broken authentication.
Okay.
This is when the API doesn't properly verify the identity of the user making the request.
Right.
It's like leaving the door to your house unlocked. Anyone can just walk right in.
And I imagine if a hacker gets access through a broken API,
it
could do some serious damage.
Absolutely. They could steal sensitive data, manipulate information, or even disrupt the entire service.
Wow.
Think about what would happen if a hacker gained access to the API for a power grid or a financial institution.
Right.
The consequences could be catastrophic.
Yeah. It's a bit unsettling to think about how much we rely on APIs without even realizing it.
It is.
So what can companies do to make their APIs more secure?
Well, there are a number of best practices that they can follow.
Okay.
One of the most important is input validation.
Okay.
This means carefully checking all data that's submitted through the API to make sure it's in the expected format and doesn't contain any malicious code.
So it's kind of like having a bouncer at the door, checking everyone's ID before letting them in.
That's a good way to put it. Another crucial step is encryption.
Okay.
This involves scrambling the data that's transmitted through the API, making it much harder for hackers to intercept and read.
Okay, that makes sense. And what about authentication?
Right.
You mentioned that broken authentication is a big vulnerability.
Companies need to implement strong authentication mechanisms to verify the identity of anyone trying to access the API.
Okay.
This might involve using multi-factor authentication, where users have to provide multiple forms of identification.
Right.
Or implementing strict access controls, limiting access to only those who absolutely need it.
So it's all about layers of security, making it as difficult as possible for hackers to break through.
Exactly. And it's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
Companies need to constantly monitor their APIs for suspicious activity, update their security measures, and stay ahead of the curve when it comes to emerging threats.
Hmm. All right, so we've covered what companies can do.
Right.
But what about individuals? Is there anything we can do to protect ourselves from API-related security risks?
Absolutely. While you can't directly control the security of a company's API, there are steps you can take to minimize your risk.
Okay.
First and foremost, be mindful of the apps and services you use.
Okay.
Do your research and choose companies that have a strong reputation for security.
So don't just download any random app without checking it out first.
Right. And be especially cautious about apps that request access to sensitive information, like your location, your contacts, or financial accounts. Only grant those permissions if you absolutely trust the app and understand why it needs that information.
And I imagine strong passwords are still essential.
Absolutely.
Even with all this talk about APIs.
Use unique, complex passwords for every account.
Right.
And enable two-factor authentication whenever possible.
Okay.
This adds an extra layer of security.
Yeah.
Making it much harder for hackers to gain access to your accounts, even if they manage to exploit an API vulnerability.
So it seems like the key takeaway here is that API security is everyone's responsibility.
Exactly.
Companies need to build secure systems,
right,
and individuals need to be smart about how they use those systems.
It's a shared responsibility.
Right.
We all need to work together to create a safer digital world.
All right. Well, that's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
I definitely feel like I have a better understanding of this whole API security landscape now.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
So before we wrap up,
sure,
let's circle back to the DocuSign exploit specifically. What are some of the most important things people should know about how to protect themselves from this particular scam?
Well, first and foremost, be wary of any invoice you receive, even if it appears to come from a trusted source.
Good advice. It's a reminder that even in today's digital world, sometimes the best way to protect yourself is to pick up the phone.
Absolutely.
Have an actual conversation.
Human interaction can be a powerful tool in the fight against cybercrime.
Okay, so vigilance, verification, and a healthy dose of skepticism are key.
Uh-huh.
Anything else people should keep in mind?
Well, it's also important to stay informed about the latest cybersecurity threats.
Right.
The landscape is constantly evolving.
Yeah.
So make sure you're keeping up with the latest news and advice.
That's a good point. Where are some reliable places to get that information?
There are a number of great resources out there.
Okay.
The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA, is a good place to start.
Okay.
They provide alerts, tips, and guidance on a wide range of cyber threats.
Okay. We'll be sure to include a link to their website in the show notes.
And of course, keep listening to podcasts like this one.
Right.
We'll continue to bring you the latest information on how to stay safe in the digital world.
Sounds good. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
Any final thoughts before we wrap things up?
Just this, cybersecurity is an ongoing journey, not a destination.
Okay.
Stay vigilant, stay informed, and stay safe out there.
Great advice. And remember, if you have any questions or topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes,
yeah,
be sure to reach out to us. We're always happy to hear from our listeners. It's amazing how this DocuSign situation has opened up this whole conversation about API security.
Yeah, for sure.
We've been talking about, you know, best practices for companies, things individuals can do.
Right.
But what about DocuSign itself?
Uh-huh.
What steps are they taking to address this exploit?
Well, they've been pretty proactive in responding to this threat.
Okay.
They've released security updates to strengthen their API.
Okay.
And they've been working closely with law enforcement to track down the perpetrators.
That's good to hear. But is it enough to just react after an exploit like this happens?
That's the question a lot of security experts are asking.
Right.
There's a growing consensus that companies need to shift their mindset from reactive to proactive when it comes to API security.
So moving beyond just patching vulnerabilities after they've been exploited?
Exactly. It's about anticipating potential threats.
Okay.
And building security into the design of the API from the ground up.
Right.
Think of it like building a house with strong foundations and reinforced walls.
Yeah.
Rather than just adding an alarm system after it's already been burglarized.
That makes sense. Are there specific things that DocuSign or any company with an API could be doing to be more proactive?
Absolutely. One key area is continuous monitoring.
Okay.
They need to be constantly analyzing API traffic for suspicious activity.
Right.
Using tools that can detect anomalies and potential threats in real time.
So it's like having a security guard who's always on patrol, looking out for anything out of the ordinary.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
Another important area is penetration testing.
Okay.
This involves hiring ethical hackers to try to break into their systems.
Okay.
Essentially trying to find vulnerabilities before the bad guys do.
So it's like a controlled experiment to see how strong their defenses really are.
Exactly. And it's not just about finding vulnerabilities. It's about fixing them quickly and effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Companies need to have a robust incident response plan in place.
Okay.
So they can act swiftly if an attack does occur.
It sounds like a lot of this comes down to having the right mindset and culture within a company.
For sure.
They need to prioritize security at every level.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Security can't just be an afterthought or something that's delegated to a small IT team.
Yeah.
It needs to be baked into the DNA of the company.
This DocuSign story has definitely been a wake-up call for a lot of people, myself included.
Yeah, me too.
I'm already thinking twice about every invoice I receive, even those that seem to come from trusted sources.
And that's a good thing. This heightened awareness is exactly what we need.
Yeah.
The more people understand the potential risks, the better equipped we'll be to protect ourselves.
So what are some of the key takeaways you hope our listeners will walk away with today?
Well, first and foremost, I hope they've gained a better understanding of what APIs are and why they're so important.
Right.
Both for the functionality of the digital world and as a potential target for cyber criminals.
Definitely. It's easy to take these things for granted until something like this happens.
Secondly, I hope they've learned some practical steps they can take to protect themselves.
Right.
Whether it's being more cautious about the apps they use, scrutinizing invoices carefully, or simply staying informed about the latest threats.
Knowledge is power, as they say.
Absolutely. And finally, I hope they've come away with a sense of empowerment.
Okay.
Cybersecurity can feel overwhelming, but it doesn't have to be.
Right.
By taking simple steps and staying vigilant, we can all make a difference in creating a safer digital world.
Well said. This deep dive has definitely been eye-opening. Thank you for sharing your expertise with us.
It's been my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. Remember, stay informed, stay vigilant, and stay safe.